And in your sports stories making headlines, Mercedes Formula One team still preparing for a Chinese Grand Prix despite the coronavirus, and Wits edge past UJ in the Varsity Cup. You can expect a full sports bulletin at 7:30.
On your roads this morning, out on the N3 northbound, there's queuing traffic that's heading towards Germiston and the Marlboro Drive exit. If you are anywhere near Lone Hill Boulevard this morning, look out for a burst water main. That's just before Crestwood Drive. That's causing some major queuing traffic as well. Also out in Morocco this morning, there's protest action in Soweto. If you can avoid the Nancefield area, please do by all means. Caller Drive, there's slow-moving traffic. That's courtesy of non-working traffic lights on the M1 southbound as you exit the highway. Tanner Road and Barry Herzog also affected by faulty traffic lights in Emerentia this morning. Jan Smuts Avenue and 6th Road also not spared, and Molebongwe Drive and Boundary Road affected in Kai Sands. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning. Eskom has suspended load shedding at 6 a.m. and to ease congestion on the road in the morning peak hour traffic period. However, the utility will then reinstate stage 1 blackouts at 9 a.m. The power utility says this is owing to a shortage of generating capacity. Eskom says it will be providing daily updates on the grid, and it's reminded South Africans to expect load shedding for the next 18 months. Meanwhile, Eskom is hoping the court will move swiftly to address its dispute with the National Energy Regulator of South Africa over tariff hikes. The High Court in Pretoria dismissed the power utility's application to have the matter heard on an urgent basis. The cash-strapped state-owned entity wants the court to review and set aside NERSA's multi-year price determination decision, arguing it is ill-informed. If NERSA has its way, tariffs will increase by just over 8% in the current financial year and 5.2% in the next one. But Eskom says this decision is based on misreading of a 69 billion rand injection from government, which the utility says is incorrectly recorded as a revenue. Spokesperson Sikonati Manjanja.
If Eskom has its way, it would be refunded the 69 billion rand or 23 billion rand per year over the next 3 years through a higher tariff.
He says that they want the matter to be put to rest soon.
We hope, of course, it will be done. The court will proceed with this in a speedy manner. The judge has said this will be dealt in the normal court process.
Klipspruit residents in Soweto have barricaded roads with burning tires and rocks. Joburg Metro Police officers and police are on the scene trying to disperse the protesters.